Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Trump administration's temporary travel ban targeting visitors and refugees from 7 Muslim-majority nations remains on hold this morning after a federal appeals court panel ruled against the president's action.
See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake, President Trump tweeted minutes after the ruling was announced. The Justice Department says it is going over the ruling against its position. The Trump administration had asked the appeals panel for immediate relief from the Seattle judges halting the temporary travel ban. The fact it took 3 days to get a ruling made clear the judges weighed the constitutionality of the ban. Most likely next up for the administration, asking the Supreme Court for immediate relief. Bob Costantini, the White House.
And just hours after that appeals court ruling, lawyers for the state of Virginia will be in federal court in Alexandria this morning to challenge the president's travel ban, arguing that it violates the Constitution and is the result of, quote, animus toward Muslims. President Trump and the Chinese president spoke by phone last night, with Mr. Trump committing to honoring the One China policy.
Now that that is out of the way and the U.S. has reaffirmed that position since 1979, it's clear that they can deal with issues like trade, foreign policy, and climate change.
Correspondent David McKenzie. The federal government is offering D.C., Maryland, and Virginia a temporary reprieve, even after the three jurisdictions missed a deadline yesterday for creating a regional metro safety board. Missing that deadline could cost the states and D.C. millions in federal transportation money, but the Federal Transit Administration says no decision has been made yet on whether to withhold any funds. Happening right now, D.C. firefighters are at a home on Maryland Avenue Northeast, where a fire that broke out about an hour ago has left 2 people injured. One victim was found out in the front yard. The other was rescued from the home's basement. Employers in Montgomery County could soon be able to offer their workers paid family and medical leave without breaking the bank. Researchers yesterday told a county council committee how it could be done.
The most common way to give employees paid time off to take care of seriously ill family members, new babies, or themselves is through social insurance, according to Sarah Glynn with the Center for American Progress.
So you pay a small premium in, it goes into a trust fund that is controlled and administered by the state, and then the workers pay in.
Another option is for businesses to pay for their own insurance policies for workers. California officials don't recommend that, saying it's been too difficult for them to oversee.
They have to audit businesses to make sure that these benefits are really available.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A group of students at George Mason University is suing the school and its nonprofit foundation, seeking details of grant agreements tied to billionaire donor Charles Koch and others. The lawsuit filed in Fairfax County seeks donor records under the state's Freedom of Information Act. The Washington Nationals will be playing an exhibition game this spring at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. The Nats will take on the Red Sox there on April 1st, but attendance at the game will be limited to Naval Academy midshipmen, says Valerie Camillo at the Nationals.
Max Bishop Stadium, where the game will be played, is very small compared to Nationals Park. I believe it sits about 1,000 people. When we were getting to the point of saying who could we possibly have there, we recognized that we're doing this game for the midshipmen. That's who we want there.
That exhibition game will also be televised by ESPN. Scientists say a warming of water in the northern Pacific Ocean is the most likely cause of tens of thousands of seabird deaths from starvation. The massive die-off of common MERS that occurred last year is still under study, but scientists say the warm water affected the number of small forage fish that the birds feed on. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,172, the Nasdaq at 5715. Sports TJ Oshie scores twice as the Caps beat Detroit. The third-ranked Maryland women stay undefeated in the Big Ten with a win over Illinois. NBA, the Wizards host the Pacers tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, the Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus 250-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll take you into Northeast D.C. And as Bill mentioned, the house fire and fire department activity. Capitol Hill, there is a closure. A stretch of Maryland Avenue shut down between 6th and 8th Street with the fire department activity. That puts it just north of Massachusetts Avenue. Heading in through town inbound New York Avenue. Good. Nice start to our Friday morning. Southeast Southwest Freeway without any early troubles. Let's go Maryland on 270 southbound. A little bit of volume approaching and passing the exit for 109 in Hyattstown, but that looks to be the slowest stretch of our 270 ride. Maryland, if you head south on 97 off of I-70 up ahead, crews are still dealing with some downed wires. 97 Roxbury Mills Road continues to be shut down between Cars Mill Road and Union Chapel Road. Again, that's south of 70, south of the Frederick Road area. And from the west, 66 still nice and quiet, pretty much up at speed out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume inside the Beltway, though, through Falls Church. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, the region's center of medical expertise in more than 40 specialties. Call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After another chilly day today, we're going to push some warmer air in here for the upcoming weekend. Almost spring-like once again. 42 as we become cloudy today. Tomorrow, 64. Sunday in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Chantilly, 23 in La Plata, 24 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. A Phoenix mother is deported to Mexico in an immigration crackdown. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall. We got a full slate this morning. 6:35, Ken Klukowski will join us to talk about the Ninth Circuit Court decision last night. Ed Henry at Fox News at 7:05. Ken Cuccinelli, 7:35. We'll talk about the Ninth Circuit Court, a decision again with Katie Fang, legal analyst at 8:05. And then a story about angry Republican legislators in Annapolis. We'll give you all the details on that as we interview Maryland Senator Michael Huff. I'm Brian Wilson, joined here today by Jim Garrity from National Review. Good morning, Jim.
Brian, great to be here.
Go buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell. I'm going to go get some on myself today. It's a wonderful line. I own some of it. I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online.
Oops, that was one that caused a bit of a firestorm yesterday. It was Kellyanne Conway from the White House suggesting that people go out, and it was basically an endorsement of Ivanka Trump's fashion line. It's a big issue, and it's a delicate issue, because you're not really supposed to go from the White House and endorse a product. That would suggest the White House itself was endorsing the product, and Kellyanne was there speaking on behalf of the White House. There's a question here, but let me give you the rest of the story as it unfolded the rest of the day, and then we'll take your calls on this at 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Almost immediately after that, there was a hue and cry. What is she doing talking about Ivanka's and endorsing Ivanka's products from the White House? Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who is in charge of the Oversight Committee, said, well, this is not good.
I want to make sure it's dealt with swiftly, completely, and that this is not a routine pattern out of the White House.
All right. So that's what Jason, that's a Republican sort of sending the word, you need to do something about that. And apparently something was done about that. Apparently Kellyanne Conway was called to the woodshed for a counseling session. Here is Sean Spicer from the briefing yesterday.
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
That's right. He didn't want to talk about it anymore. But here's my question, and I want you to weigh in on this. Which is worse? Kellyanne, in a lighthearted moment, plugging Ivanka's products, which you know was very much in the news yesterday, or the companies that are actually going after Ivanka in what seems to be a rather vindictive way? 1-888-630-WMAL. That's 888-630-9625. Get on the line right now. Tell me what you think. Now, one more little piece of sound to play from you. Kellyanne was on that 100 Days show on Fox last night with Martha McCallum. And Martha, you know, we were talking mostly, or mostly talking about the Ninth Circuit decision. But at the end, Martha McCallum turned to that. And Kellyanne said that she had been handled in what she thought was a rather gracious way by the President of the United States on this matter when she was, quote unquote, counseled.
We spoke about a range of matters, and he supports me 100%. In fact, it was a very heartening moment. All I can say to America's women is, at some point in your life, you ought to have a boss who treated me the way that the President of the United States treated me today.
Now, do you think, Jim, this is the end of it?
Probably not. I mean, you'll hear more griping about this. I remember during the transition, at one point, President Trump wanted to speak out for one of his supporters who was part of the L.L. Bean family, company family. And he said, buy L.L. Bean. And a lot of people jumped up and said, you can't have the president-elect, you know, endorsing a company. You can't have him doing something like that. And I remember thinking, is that better or worse when the president goes and holds an event at, say, Solyndra?
Yeah.
Right? And says, this company is the future of America's economy. And by the way, within a year or two, it was out of business.
Right.
You know, when the president visits a company, is that an endorsement?
He was picking winners and losers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. When you come out and, you know, tout something like that, is that an endorsement? When the president is seen walking around with a book, is that seen as an endorsement? So a lot of this stuff's a gray area. Having said that, when you're in the White House and you say, buy Ivanka's stuff, that's not really in a gray area.
No,
that's pretty explicit.
I have to say that but here's where I come down on it. Look, all of us who perform on the public stage, mm-hmm. and we speak and we try to talk about complicated issues of the day, I live in mortal fear of having a moment like that. I mean, I can say what Kellyanne said from my vantage point here, but there are other things that I can't say. And I live in mortal fear every day of accidentally saying that stupid thing that gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
And so I understand what it is when you're trying to do these interviews on the fly. You're trying to figure out how to answer these questions that you don't really know what the question's going to be, and you got to do this on the fly. I can understand where in an ill-considered moment you might say something that in retrospect you wish you had not said. This is not a federal case. She has been counseled. By the way, I, in the course of my broadcasting career, have occasionally been counseled. It happens.
What was the worst counseling you ever got?
Well, it happens every day with the evil overlord down the hall here, Bill Hess. I get counseled all the time. But, I mean, I think it's been handled. Mm-hmm. And she regrets it. And I don't think it's a major crime. I think it was an ill-considered moment. And let's move on. But I am really offended by these companies that are going after Ivanka. I mean, it really does seem unfair that because Ivanka Trump happens to share the same name as a president of the United States that about half of America doesn't like, let's be honest, you know, it's not fair that she should be penalized by these companies. Show me the data that proves to me, and they say, well, this is an economic decision. No, it's not an economic decision. They're getting blowback from people saying, why are you supporting these Trump people? And they're worried about it because they're a bunch of nervous Nellies. And I would say to them, I will say exactly what Kellyanne said yesterday, because I can do it. Go out and buy Ivanka Trump products. If you really think this is an egregious thing, and I do, I don't happen to wear Ivanka Trump products, but if I were a woman, I would.
There you go.
So there you have it.
Maybe we should wear them anyway, even though it's not meant for us.
Get some of those fancy Ivanka shoes. I mean, those look like torturous devices, actually. All right, to the phone lines we go. People want to weigh in on this. Russ in Centerville, start us off. You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, this is certainly politicized. You'll have to say that as you've said it. And I can tell you the
Russ, we're losing. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Russ. We're losing your phone for a second. Go ahead.
Why are you selling Ivanka's products? And here's the response, Macy's and all the other people. Because they're called customers. How about that concept? We sell to the customers. We would sell Barack's lineup. We would sell Clinton's lineup of clothing. We sell them to everybody because we really don't care one way or the other.
All right.
And I wish one day that Donald Trump would channel RoboCop and say to the world, sit down. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
All right. Thank you for that. Russ thinks he's a comedian. Debbie in Dunkirk, we'll come to you in just a moment. Right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're enjoying the Friday morning commute on 66, which every morning could be like this. Coming out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway, almost up at speed. Through Falls Church, slowing. Now 270, do have a couple pockets of slowdowns. In fact, southbound, right as you pass Route 80 Urbana, and then that heavy delay approaching and passing the exit for 109 in Hyattstown, but that'll be the thick of it. If you're coming out of Mount Airy and you're off of I-70, and it normally takes 97, Roxbury Mills Road, that will be shut down. Crews say for a couple hours dealing with some down wires. So 97 south of I-70, south of Frederick Road, closed between Cars Mill Road and Union Chapel Road. On Capitol Hill, a row house fire in Northeast D.C. closes Maryland Avenue between 6th and 8th Street. That's just off of Mass Avenue. And for Metro Rail, single tracking the Orange Line trains between Chevrolet and Stadium Armory due to a broken down train. Expect delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for cloudy skies this morning, overcast this afternoon, a high of only 42, tonight 37, but then tomorrow, really, 64. Can you complain about that in February? No, you can't. Sunday, chance of afternoon showers, upper 60s. Can you complain about it? No, you really can't. That's not bad. Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees, 616 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
6:17 on WMAL, talking about what happened yesterday. Kellyanne Conway, she's at the White House doing one of those interviews back to the cable news, and suggested that, well, if you feel like Ivanka's being treated badly, just go out and buy Ivanka's products. Well, you're not really supposed to do that. She got taken to the woodshed a little, it seems, and was counseled by it. But which is worse? Kellyanne said in an ill-considered moment, and we'll grant it, it was just one of those things that slipped out. And in retrospect, I bet she wishes she hadn't said it. But what's worse, that or these companies that are going after Ivanka Trump simply because she carries the name Trump? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Debbie in Dunkirk, you're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Jim. First of all, I love Kellyanne. I don't think she did anything wrong, but I'm going to tell you what. When Macy's stopped selling Donald Trump stuff, seems to me they're in a little financial trouble now. What we need is Dollars for Democracy, a new group like Soros starts off his group, where the common man puts his dollars where his mouth is. Because we don't have time to organize like they do. But that's what we need to do. There's several stores, including Starbucks, Target, Macy's, I no longer shop at.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm hearing this more and more from conservative voters.
As I say, I'd love to see the sales figures. If there really is genuinely a drop-off in interest in Ivanka Trump's clothing line because of the controversy of her father being president, okay, fine. I'm a little skeptical of that, though. I have a suspicion that when somebody goes to buy a dress, how does it look on me? Does it fit? Do I like the image? All the kind of things. Well, wait a second. I don't know if I support this dress's immigration policy.
Yeah, I don't think that happens.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that they are getting, what's happening here is the activists on the left are very quietly behind the scenes bringing pressure to bear on these companies that sell the Ivanka line. It's vindictive. It's mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. And it ought not be allowed. And they need to be honest about this. If nobody was giving them them grief, they wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, and if
they don't act alone out of thin air. There's something that's causing them to be uncomfortable. And I suggest to you, it's very quietly being done by those on the left to bring pressure to bear on these companies, and it's a completely vindictive thing.
If it's Macy's or Nordstrom's or Needless Markup, I'm sorry, Neiman Marcus, all basically want to have, you know, say, look, we don't like the politics of the Trump administration. We're dropping Ivanka Trump's products as a form of political protest. It's a free country. You're free to do that. But be honest with your consumers about that. Don't say, oh, we don't think they're going to sell anymore. We're anticipating people won't want to buy them, as opposed to actually not seeing any drop in sales.
Yeah, John in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I think her only problem here was that she was at the White House when she gave this interview. Had she been on her personal time and endorsed something that she had personally purchased, she would have been fine. This, the general application of this law in the government is that if the government has purchased a product that you use in your job and you go out and you say this is a great product or you disparage that product, then you're violating the ethics laws. That's the normal application. But if she had said she endorsed her products and she had not been on the clock, I don't think there would have been a problem.
Well, I think it was that the interview was taking place from the White House with that as a backdrop. Backdrops are important in this kind of thing. And I think maybe if she'd been in a roundtable discussion over at Fox News or CNN or someplace else and she had said that, I'm not sure the hue and cry would have been quite as great. What do you think?
Ideally, you would not see the White House spending a great deal of time on this issue. Right? This is, you know, we have bigger issues than, bigger problems on our plate than, you know, sales and you know, department store boycotts.
Chip and McLean, you're up next with Brian and Jim Garrity. What do you think there, Jim? Chip, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Go ahead, Chip, you're up.
Morning, guys. Listen, it was off the cuff. This is what happens when you have real people in an administration that don't get a preview of questions or get prepped on how to respond. And I would rather have someone that speaks from the heart in the moment and regret it later than something rehearsed and something fake.
Yep, Chip makes a really good point here. And what is one of the traditional complaints of the media? Oh, these politicians, they're so scripted. They stick to their talking points. They're all a bunch of robots. And I have made this complaint many times. And then, of course, when a president or a politician or political figure speaks off the cuff, they try to say something funny. They try to say something real. And it turns out to be a little controversial. We pounce.
Yeah.
We jump on them. We punish them for their authenticity at that
authenticity
moment.
Authenticity is something that is, you know, lacking in Washington, D.C., by and large. And here we have a president who lets you know exactly what he thinks in no uncertain terms on the Twitter machine, as he did last night. And we have people who will go out and speak straight from the heart. Maybe occasionally when you're doing that, it is imperfect. Maybe you don't do it perfectly all the time. And I got to tell you, you really don't know what it's like to be in one of those situations where you're being interviewed live somewhere and you're winging it. Mm-hmm. You're walking a tightrope. I have a lot of sympathy for what happened to Kellyanne yesterday. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's over. But, I mean, really, the bigger crime here is what is being done to poor Ivanka, in my mind. 622.
Check out Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's really low rate on their new Life of the Balance Visa card. Go to cofcu.org/radio for details.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day. Are you looking at your calendar? It's Tuesday. Oh, yeah, it is, and you got to do something about it. This year, give your Valentine something that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, something that will last forever. And I have a great idea in that regard. A Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate gift card, and signature box. It ranges from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, perhaps break the ice. There's about 50 different Valentine's Day bear that can be found at their website, VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. How about the world's softest bear? How about the 6 foot? Now, who wouldn't want a 6 foot tall hunk of love bear? How about the I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory Bear or the Zombie Love Bear? Well, just go and look. You're just going to love these bears. They're just as cute as they can be. Please remember that you have to take action now. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. Delivery is guaranteed if you act now. Just go to their website, VermontTeddyBear.com, or call 1-800-829-BEAR. That's 1-800-829-BEAR, and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 625 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, this crash in the Clifton area of Virginia really causing big delays, and it looks like nobody is getting through. And it's definitely a tough workaround in the area. If you normally use Old Yates Ford Road and you head toward Henderson Road, this crash just before you get to Henderson Road and nobody gets by, have a car into a tree, and it's a very narrow roadway, so they've stopped traffic. If you normally head from Davis Ford and take the right turn onto Yates Ford Road, I wouldn't commit because you're just at a standstill. Nobody is going anywhere. But again, like I said, a hard work around there. Even if you take that left turn and make your travels through the other stretch, you have a big work around on the Prince William Parkway. So just a heads up in the Clifton area, a little bit of a mess. On Interstate 95, just the opposite. A little bit of volume in Woodbridge. We're quiet in Stafford and Aquia. Love it. 395 brief delays in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. Top side of the Maryland Beltway starting to see a little bit of the volume filling in. And let's go to Capitol Hill. We still have a closure and will probably for some time in northeast of Maryland Avenue between 6th and 8th Street as crews deal with the house fire. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder days are ahead. Today, 42. A few clouds this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Tomorrow, we're in the mid-60s, probably 60s for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees. It's 827 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
That's it. That's all they wanted to say from the White House briefing room yesterday. So, you know, which is worse, though, Kellyanne plugging Ivanka products from the White House or the companies who are literally, I think, in a vindictive way going after Ivanka Trump? 1-888-630-9625, Lana in Virginia. You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you say?
I say that regardless of Ivana's last name, these liberals is going to dig up because of her relationship with Trump and doing the thing they do. I think that woman is hypocrite for joining that task. I went and actually looked at her product, and it's very affordable for working women and some of the designs.
Oh, there you go. There you go, another endorsement. And Atlanta's not going to get in trouble at all. It is 628 on WMAL.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 222. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 222. That's proflowers.com, code 222.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back?
Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we'll be joined by Ken Klukowski, who will give us the an analysis of what happened last night in that Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision and where the Trump administration should go next. It's all coming up after the news at 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. This morning, President Trump's travel ban remains on hold after a ruling last night by a federal appeals court panel.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals unanimously refusing to reinstate the president's controversial travel ban. The three-judge panel finding the administration failed to provide sufficient evidence to justify an urgent need for the executive order to be reinstated.
Correspondent Joe Johns. In response, Mr. Trump tweeted last night, in all caps, "See you in court." The Commonwealth of Virginia will press its case against President Trump's travel ban and arguments this morning in federal court in Alexandria. Virginia officials say theirs is the most significant state challenge yet to the order. Students at all seven high schools in Loudoun County are planning to walk out of classes at 2:30 this afternoon in protest over President Trump's travel ban. The nation's new education secretary is scheduled to visit a D.C. middle school this morning, and a group of parents and retired teachers are planning a demonstration outside the school to greet her. Betsy DeVos will visit Jefferson Middle School Academy in Southwest D.C. at 9 this morning. New today, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway is in some ethical hot water.
Here on Capitol Hill, there is a call for a bipartisan investigation looking into these comments where she seemed to plug and encourage people to buy Ivanka Trump's clothing line. Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, along with his Democratic counterpart, teaming up to call the White House out on this, saying, quote, "Conway's statements clearly violate the ethical principles for federal employees and are unacceptable."
Correspondent Sundland Serfati. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,172, the Nasdaq at 5715. Sports, the Caps beat Detroit for their 11th straight home win. College basketball, the Maryland women continue to roll, beating Illinois. NBA, the Wizards entertain the Pacers tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 20,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 20K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Sherry's Berries like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, this is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Sherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. Go ahead and double your order for $9.99 more. Don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires soon. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 5000. That's berries.com, code 5000. Berries.com, code 5000.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze and brings the showroom to you. They move your furniture, pick up and haul away old floors, install new floors, clean up and leave. Save big through the end of the month with 50 Floor's free installation sale and 12-month same as cash financing. Go to 50floor.com and mention promo code radio to get an extra $100 off.
Interest will be charged on 12-month same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, you're looking good. Coming through Manassas toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, a little bit of volume approaching 123. South of 66, though, Fairfax police are working a crash on 29 Lee Highway at Stringfellow Road. So again, I do watch a lot of activity there. 66, a good option north of, but 29 at Stringfellow with the incident. Also, boy, we have a tough trip on our hands. Yates Ford Road just off of Henderson Road. At that point, it becomes Old Yates Ford Road. Looks like that's going to be closed in each direction with a serious crash. If you're coming off of Davis Ford Road, just at a standstill because making that right turn, nobody is going anywhere. So heads up, wait for that to clear out if you can. For 95, 395, lighter than normal, good ride to the Wilson Bridge. On the Capitol Hill area, northeast D.C., Maryland Avenue remains closed between 6th and 8th Street due to the house fire. And 270, the three-car crash should be to the shoulder, according to police, south of Route 80 Urbana, but heavy through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warm weather in for the upcoming weekend. Not too bad of a day today. We'll see some sun early, a west-northwesterly breeze. This afternoon, 42. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. Chance of afternoon rain showers on Sunday and unseasonably mild again, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 17 in Gainesville, 19 in Germantown, 24 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we got a full slate this morning. Let me get really quickly through the list of people coming up. Ed Henry from Fox News at 7:05. Ken Cuccinelli, former Virginia Attorney General, join us at 7:35. Katie Feng is a legal analyst. She'll be talking about the Ninth Circuit Court decision at 8:05. And Republicans in Annapolis are not happy. Maryland Senator Michael Huff will explain why at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining us here this morning from National Review is Jim Garrity. Jim, good to have you with us.
Always good to be with you, Brian.
And joining us on the line right now, Ken Klukowski, legal editor from Breitbart News, a senior legal analyst with the American Civil Rights Union. And we wanted to talk about the decision last night by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and sort of explain what it means. Ken's been very good at sort of deciphering all this for us. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All right. So this decision that came down yesterday, I think it's important to note here that this is a very narrow question that was decided, and this does not get to the issue of whether or not what the president's order, if the president's order was constitutional or not. That has not yet been decided.
Well, that's correct. Though in this sort of preliminary
proceeding, Brian, you do kind of look, you kind of peek at the merits.
You peek at it, but it's not the final decision.
That's right, because one of the four factors that you look at in determining whether to grant a temporary restraining order or whether to grant a stay if you're on appeal is whether the party has a substantial likelihood of success on the merits. That's the legal term. But really, this is just a cavalcade of errors, what we saw last night. And it goes back to what we've discussed before, that first of all, no one can sue over an executive order, because an executive order doesn't harm anyone, no company, no family, no student. All the executive order does is the top federal employee orders subordinate federal employees that they should do something. Until they actually carry something out and act on it, until then, no private or public party has been harmed. No one's been injured. There's no basis there for a lawsuit. The district court and the Ninth Circuit on appeal ignored all that there's no we would call Article III injury.
Yeah. I don't want to get too far off into the weeds here, because there are some bigger questions here. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, sure. I just want to ask Ken, if the Department of Justice came to you and said, "All right, what would be the best step? Should we go to the Supreme Court? Should we try to go to the 10-judge panel? What would you advise them as the scenario most likely to lead to the outcome they're looking for?"
Yeah, that's actually been it's been funny to hear people talk about the Ninth Circuit. It's actually an 11-judge panel, mm-hmm. if you go en banc, and it doesn't even necessarily include any of the three judges on the original hearing.
Right.
The Ninth Circuit, every appeals court has its own rules when it mm-hmm. comes to en banc. The question would be, do we go back to the district court? Do we go en banc, which would be the chief judge of the court, who's an inveterate liberal, Judge Sidney Thomas, plus 10 other judges chosen at random, or do we try going on to the Supreme Court? Without Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court at this point, it's hard to – it would be a real surprise if you were to get one or more of the liberal justices – to switch over, because in order, if the court's tied, right now there's 8 members, if it's 4-4, it leaves the Ninth Circuit decision in place. You would have to get a 5th vote in order to reverse it. And it's hard to see how the math ends up before you get Neil Gorsuch.
All right, so if you got a judge in Seattle that you're not likely to prevail with, and we all know that you got the wacky Ninth Circuit, which, by the way, their reversal rate is roughly 80%, and the Supreme Court is tied, then what's the best pathway to success for the Trump administration on this?
Well, at this point, because the temporary restraining order got into almost zero legal analysis, I mean, not more than a couple sentences, didn't even talk about what counts it thought the challengers were likely to sue over, given how deficient that TRO was, and given that the judge indicates that in the next week, he's going to have briefings and then have a hearing on a preliminary injunction. I think you're almost left with having to go back to the district court to go through the process to get a PI, a preliminary injunction, so that you have a full-length legal opinion that then you take back up to the Ninth Circuit. It's hard to see how any 11-judge combination at the Ninth Circuit is going to give you any decision different than what we got from the 3-judge panel last night. And God willing, there will be a ninth justice at that point,
but
where
you
could then take these issues to the Supreme Court.
And that's where it gets interestinger and interestinger, because if indeed you need that Judge Gorsuch on the panel to make the break the tie, and the Democrats on Capitol Hill know that you want him on that panel on the Supreme Court to break the tie, aren't they likely to do everything they can to drag out that confirmation process for the judge?
Oh, well, and one would certainly think, Brian. Now, of course, the reality is, it's a question as to where Justice Anthony Kennedy would ultimately come down on the merits of this case. He has sided with some opinions over the years, suggesting that he may well support President Trump here. There's been a couple other decisions in recent years where you're just not sure. So, I mean, this is a real question mark, and we really just don't know, nor do we know, Brian and Jim, when we are are going to have another vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. If a decision doesn't come until early 2018, and that is possible, and yes, I did say 2018, if this were to go on for another 9 to 12 months before we had a final decision, we don't even know if we might have yet another change on the Supreme Court in that time.
I was hoping that there would be fewer question marks after this interview. I'm not sure that I can say that it was accomplished, but there's a lot of open areas here. Ken, thanks for helping us out and understanding what happened last night in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Thank you, Brian.
6:44 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
You know, last month, if you were paying close attention, and I know that you were, you heard me talk about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year. And that sounded good to so many of you that Thompson Creek has decided to extend the biggest sale of the year for one more week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year. Are you ready? This is as good as it gets with Thompson Creek, folks. I've been doing their ads for a long time. 25% off the cost of every window. And here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone. It's simple. Call 855-57-CREEK and tell them that you're Brian. Your friend Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman by designing, building, and installing super energy efficient windows right in your local factory. They've been doing so for over 30 years. These are made for your local climate. They are energy efficient. You'll save money every day once you install them. Call 855-57-CREEK right now and give them my name. You'll get 25% off the cost of each window. That's 25% of the cost of each window during this week only. Put an end to those drafty windows. 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK online at thompsoncreek.com. It's 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And working you around the crash leaving Centerville, if you use 29 Lee Highway, heads up, we have a crash. Everybody stopped. If you're heading eastbound 29 Lee Highway, right where it intersects with Stringfellow Road, one side, Clifton Road, the other side, and that's where you're being detoured. You can take that down to Braddock Road, or you can stick north of that and use I-66. I-66 lighter than normal for our main interstates. We've been doing pretty well this morning. No problems on the Greenway or the toll road. Also, we're dealing with major delays on Yates Ford Road as it turns into Old Yates Ford Road, just off of Henderson, with a serious crash there, and everybody stopped as well. For 270, it was the three-car crash south of Route 80 Urbana. That's where we're focused on all the activity there. And once you get through that, wide open, nothing. 270, Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway, you are looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warm weather in for the upcoming weekend. Not too bad of a day today. We'll see some sun early, a west-northwesterly breeze. This afternoon, 42. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. Chance of afternoon rain showers on Sunday and unseasonably mild again, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 25 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. Okay, listen, there's a kerfuffle, and we love kerfuffles, down in Annapolis. And it has to do with the state Senate. Republicans walked out of the chamber yesterday, and here's a little bit about what it's all about. The Democrats, Mike Miller, the president of the Senate, and the Democrats there are trying to ram through a law that would give the Attorney General of Maryland, who's a Democrat, Brian Frosch, more ability to more easily sue the federal government. And right now, the way the law reads is, if the Attorney General wants to sue the federal government, they got to come to the state legislature and ask for permission. Under this change of law, the Attorney General would no longer have to do that. And what is this really about? Well, the Republicans say it's about the Democrats wanting to more easily sue the Trump administration on things like environmental issues and health care and all matter of things that, you know, many people believe that the toughest thing that faces the Trump administration may be Democratic attorneys general from around the country. And so they are so angry that this is being rammed through in a rather blatant political way that they walked out of the chamber yesterday.
Yeah, this strikes me as a really unreasonable move, because you look under the law, it can either get permission from the state assembly or it can get permission from the governor. Now, Republican Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, not a Trump fan, He's generally not been terribly effusive or positive on Trump, not a relentless negative either. But your average Maryland Republican is not going to be marching in lockstep with the Trump administration. So it shouldn't be that hard for the Attorney General of Maryland to get permission to say, we think this federal policy is going to hurt the state. We want to take legal action against it.
Mike Miller, the president of the Senate, is from Calvert County, a Democrat. And generally, when the Republicans ask for a delay, and that's all they ask for here, we need some time to look at this and to study this, generally as a courtesy, Mike Miller says, sure, no problem. Here's what he said yesterday. I want to get the damn thing off the floor as quickly as possible. It's a very divisive issue. Well, it was divisive enough that the Republicans walked out of the chamber yesterday.
I was going to say, when you don't let people review it, it gets even more divisive.
Yeah.
it's not like the Trump administration is going anywhere.
Yeah.
You can still sue them next week.
That's right. And they're calling it, it's on the rocket docket. In other words, they're pushing this thing through as quickly as they possibly can because they want to create mayhem. And that's the real thing that's going on. The law is there for a reason, that you don't want some renegade attorney general going off half-cocked and suing the federal government without the legislature weighing in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what will happen now. And I'm not sure that's a good thing for the state of Maryland.
Now, we live in a very partisan time. We live in a time where there's very clear ideological divisions between the two parties. Having said that, little gestures like this of, we're not going to let you look at this, we're not going to let you review this. We got to pass this very second. I guess final vote could come today. That's just gratuitous. That's just twisting the knife and sticking it in lemon juice.
Well, Maryland Senator Michael Huff will join us at 8:35 to talk more about this issue, and you want to come back and listen to it because it should be a very interesting interview. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rugs stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Zerorez.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
That's the dream, Tom. That's the dream.
But then when I think of how happy people are when they see the difference we made, I don't really ever want to be done. Does that make me a bad person, Brian?
No, Tom, it just means you love your job.
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I really do love working here.
It's time to see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. The president is promising to roll back government regulations and says he'll announce a plan in the next 3 weeks to reduce taxes on businesses. That's pushed stocks to record highs with trading set to start this morning in positive territory. Congressman Tom Price, the president's choice to be health secretary, eked out a 52-47 confirmation victory early today in the Senate. Republicans hope Price will help get rid of Obamacare. Democrats are convinced he'll take insurance coverage from Americans. And the Trump Organization is returning to a long-dormant licensing deal involving a beachfront luxury resort in the Dominican Republic. This will test the limits of Trump's pledge to stop new international Trump-branded projects during his presidency. I'm Chad Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 222. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this weekend to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 222. That's proflowers.com, code 222.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the Kensington area, Denfield Avenue near Connecticut Avenue, crash just reported, so crews are on their way if you're in that vicinity. If you're taking 270 this morning, if that's your trip, the slowest stretch I see is just to get you past Route 80 Urbana. That's where we had the three-car crash, still with the activity on the shoulder, so that's why it's grabbing everyone's attention. Had a minor fender bender, 66 eastbound at 123. It's now out of the travel lane. 66 lighter than normal. South of 66, though, still dealing with the crash on 29 Lee Highway at Stringfellow Road, now under police direction, and Old Yates Ford Road just off of Henderson Road with a serious crash in that area. Mess also puts a big tie up on Davis Ford Road to join on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air in this morning, a west-northwesterly breeze this afternoon becoming overcast and chilly, 42. Tonight, 37, but high pressure goes east tomorrow. On the west side of it, warmer weather, 64 and cloudy. Sunday, chance of showers in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees at 6:56. Well, the next Olympics will be decidedly different when they occur because they will no longer have Bob Costas at the helm. Have you heard the story? Apparently, Bob Costas has decided that he's going to retire from Olympic coverage and NBC. Although he looks, I always thought, sort of young and boyish. Mm. He's actually 64 years old.
Wow.
He's been with the NBC Olympics since 1992, and he's most remembered. You remember this thing with the pink eye?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that was so ugly to look at, but Bob Costas got the pink eye at the Olympics.
I have no choice but to go all Peabody and Sherman on you for the next couple of nights. Since I woke up this morning with my left eye swollen shut and just about as red as the old Soviet flag.
Yeah, and in fact, he had to actually walk away from coverage during all of that because it was just too painful to look at it. And it took him several days to get his eye in the shape where he could come back. But I think he was an engaging broadcaster when it came to sports. Mm-hmm. The problem was he was always injecting his own personal politics into things.
I'm like a Juan Williams liberal.
That's what he said. I'm a Juan Williams liberal. And I just think, you know, one of the things that I love about sports is it's supposed to be a distraction from all the other things in the world. And it's about competition and human endeavor and athletic prowess and performance on the field of play. And I love all that about sports. And it's the last place I want politics to be discussed.
Bob, we love you. We wish you well in retirement. But we just want to watch the game. Well, the Redskins and Cowboys are tied at 17-all at halftime. But first, America, let's talk about gun control. No, Bob, I really wanted to break down the X's and O's, please.
Yeah, and that was, I think, a lot of people found offense with that. So anyway, he said he made this decision on his own, that NBC allowed him to make the decision, and he felt it was the right time to go. The heir apparent to the anchor chair for Olympic coverage at NBC will be Mike Tirico, who was apparently joined NBC from ESPN sometime last year.
I was going to say, I've not heard Mike Tirico's thoughts on gun control, the Redskins logo, or any of the other great controversies of the day. You know what? I love that. That's great, Mike. Just keep it up.
Yeah. There you have it. You know, look, it's always best, I think, to walk away from the stage before you have to be pulled away from the stage. So I salute Bob Costas in that. And the one thing I look forward to is no longer will we be having our, hopefully, politics injected into what it should be, something that is pure and special and about human achievement on the field of play and human endeavor. It will not be, hopefully, turned into a further discussion of politics. We cross our fingers and hope for the very best that NBC understands that that's where they need to make a change in their Olympic coverage. Well, listen, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Ed Henry of Fox News to discuss all manner of things happening in Washington right now, including that Ninth Circuit Court appeal. Also, Ken Cuccinelli will join us, former Virginia Attorney General. It's a full morning here on WMAL. Thank you for being with us. Coming up in just a moment, the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill.